Hi, this is Yvonne Prin from Effective Church Communications, and today we're going to talk about successful seasonal strategy that will grow your church in numbers and your people in spiritual maturity. So let's get started. Our world today is often described as post-Christian. Now, we could talk for a long time about the historical precedents and philosophically what that means, but let's go beyond morals and culture and all of the bad things and things that we wish were different, and let's just realize that the Christian faith and the church simply don't matter to people today. The church just isn't on their radar. The church is no longer where people look for answers, for entertainment, or for hope. Now, it doesn't matter if you have the friendliest people, if you have incredible preaching, if you have a fantastic music and celebration services that could rival a rock concert, or if you have liturgy and a sanctuary that St. Thomas Aquinas would be comfortable in. In our world today, when you advertise these things, it just doesn't matter to people. They really don't care. They're not looking for that. So the big challenge is, how do you get people to come to church? Well, there's really good news in that you can do it through your seasonal events. Now, here's why they work so well. Everybody's thinking about them. The secular world and all of the power of advertising and marketing backs up your message. It's absolutely pervasive, from the major holidays, Christmas and Easter, to things like Mother's Day and Father's Day and Halloween and Thanksgiving and whatever holiday there happens to be. There's a ton of marketing, of advertising going on about it. And a lot of it's centered around family. You know, happy family, friends, all of these kinds of things. But for lots of people, realistically, family just isn't there. They aren't part of that happy little nuclear thing and that group of friends or whatever it is. They just don't have it. But the church is there for people. In many ways, your seasonal events are what we call an easy ask. It's so much less intimidating to invite friends to a holiday party than it is to church. In the past, many churches would have evangelism classes and things like this where they would say to people, now, you know, you just have to go invite your friends to church. Well, today, just saying to a neighbor, you want to come to church with me? Probably isn't something they're going to be really excited about. A holiday event, on the other hand, that's really different. And many churches realize that there's really no easier way to get numbers into your church than if you hold some special holiday event. But here's what I really want to challenge you with this entire course, and that is that you can do so much more with your seasonal events than just getting people to a one-time service. Now, let me talk about how we do this. Beyond just a bigger service at the event, not only can you really grow your church in numbers for that one Sunday, but with some strategic thinking and planning and actions that I'm going to show you in this course, you will help your people grow as disciples of Jesus in two key areas: in evangelism, in sharing their faith, and in service. And I know all of you who are leaders in the church, teachers in the church, communicators in the church, you want to do these things, but they're difficult to do. So how does this work? Seasonal events will help you do this because they provide, in the entire process, and again, I'm going to be showing this to you, they provide a natural framework for your people to reach out, to invite their friends to church, to talk about their faith, to answer questions, to interact, all of those kinds of things that in reality, that's evangelism. That's sharing the good news. Also, you have a built-in structure for volunteering for your people for helping at the church before, during, and after the events. And that really helps train them in service. Now, to accomplish these things, you can't do it the way you've done it in the past. What I'm going to be sharing with you is what we call our successful seasonal strategy. This has four main parts. First of all, I'm going to be showing you a comprehensive process that will be very different. It's an overall process, and I guarantee that it's going to be very, very different from what you do. I'll be sharing that first, and when you see it, you'll immediately go, oh yes, that makes so much sense. That's why things haven't worked as well as I've wanted in the past, and I can see how this will help. Next, I'm going to show you how to make all of your church a team to accomplish this and to grow spiritually in the process. Then we'll get very specific about multi-channel communications that you need to create, how to get them out there, how to make the most of them, and then we'll end with evaluating what you've done. If you don't evaluate what you've done, you won't continue to get better and better and better. And that is the goal, because you want this whole process, this whole strategy, to be something that your church does on a continuing basis. And if you do, I promise you that your church will not only grow in numbers, but that your people will grow spiritually. That's what this course is going to teach you. So now, let's get started talking about the comprehensive process that will give you a new approach to seasonal events in your church.